This is KCUR 89.3. Monarch butterflies are disappearing. There's a consensus among scientists that populations of the beautiful black and orange insect are in decline, but there's much less certainty on what's causing them to vanish. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon has more.
Bob Trout.
Hey, Bob. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Bob Trout is decked out in a bright orange jacket, working along the banks of the Big Thompson River in Loveland, Colorado. Trout is a big fan of monarchs.
They're gorgeous. They are just absolutely gorgeous butterfly caterpillars, and the chrysalis with the jade green with the gold dots around the rim are just fantastic looking.
Today, he's in charge of a team of volunteers out here on a windy, rainy morning to plant the river's banks with milkweed held in small plastic containers. They're using hammers and stakes to make holes in the hard-packed soil. Milkweed is a food source for the caterpillars that eventually, of course, turn into butterflies. It's all they feed on, and Trout's hope is that by planting more, monarchs will thrive in this migration corridor.
We're trying to save the migration is what we're trying to do.
Every spring, hundreds of thousands of monarch butterflies sweep across the Great Plains from Mexico to Canada, and then back again in the fall. It's an amazing journey, one that takes place over multiple generations for the butterflies. It takes four generations to head north, and the final one flies all the way back to Mexico to spend the winter. But for the last 20 years, fewer and fewer butterflies are making the trek.
We don't really know what is causing the monarchs to be going down in population size.
Hide Inamine is an evolutionary biologist at Cornell University. For years, scientists have been trying to find the pinch point for monarchs. Just where in the migration are they losing ground?
Monarch caterpillars feed exclusively on milkweed plants, so people always thought that the decline in milkweed is causing the decline in monarch butterflies.
But that's not really the case. Itamine and a team of researchers found that most of the decline is happening when the butterflies turn around in Canada to head back south, no longer reliant on milkweed. When the butterflies are fully grown, they can feed on other plants. And so far, scientists haven't been able to show that disappearing milkweed is causing the caterpillars to starve.
We don't really know what is causing the decline per se, but what we can say is that it's happening when they're migrating down south to Mexico.
Previous studies have pointed the finger at Midwest farmers for destroying milkweed and planting corn with an insecticide bred into the kernels. But more recent studies paint a larger picture, suggesting a combination of habitat fragmentation, severe weather, climate change, disease, and deforestation is to blame.
We always look for simple solutions or simple blame.
Katie Savinelli is in charge of pollinator stewardship for the agrochemical giant Syngenta. She's part of a group of conservationists, ag companies, and farm groups. They're trying to restore and protect some habitat in the Midwest to provide more milkweed and nectar plants to boost monarchs as they migrate north and south. She says farmers have been receptive to keeping more butterfly habitat intact, but it's taken some convincing.
In the case of milkweed, after telling them for the past 30 years you need to eliminate it, now we're saying bring it back. And so there's going to be some learning for sure.
Back on the banks of the Big Thompson River in Loveland, Mary Pullen and her son Nick Balla are pulling tiny milkweed plants from their containers and placing them in the ground.
Only a few months ago, I heard about the milkweed issue in relation to the monarchs for the first time, and it seemed like that was something that the normal everyday Joe could do.
Even if milkweed isn't the likely pinch point, scientists say planting more of it could give populations a boost as they travel north across the Great Plains. Pullen says while scientists argue about where and when monarchs are being hurt during their migration, she'll be doing her part to help the migratory butterflies.
Very small thing, but it could end up being a big thing with a lot of people doing little things.
And the act of doing many small things, from scientists, concerned citizens, and farmers, could be exactly what it takes to keep monarch populations from dwindling even further. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, based here at KCUR, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest.